My name is Don Garrell. I'm a resident of Searsport since 1958. Before I make my statement regarding the DCP application, I want to speak to the board personally. My duties as video technician have included broadcasting and recording every planning board meeting since 2009. I have seen and heard each of you as individuals and as a collective board, both during your meetings and behind the scene on the street and at town office. Your dedication to the duties and responsibilities of your board are without blemish. Through the camera lens, I have seen your extraordinary ability to focus on each person who presents a fact or an opinion. The public sees only the tip of the iceberg. Thank you for representing the citizens of Searsport during this most difficult application process. The subject of what I'm going to say is hysteria. Roget's thesaurus lists hysteria as synonymous with panic, anxiety, fear, apprehension, and terror, along with other adjectives. These terms aptly describe the propaganda campaign that has been waged against the DCP project. My experience in the chemical and petroleum industries has not supported these negative scenarios. In 1950, the Korean War prompted me to enlist in the United States Navy. I was trained as a hospital corpsman, and after my hospital internship, was assigned to a destroyer stationed in Newport, Rhode Island. We tracked and harassed Russian submarines in the Mediterranean and the North Atlantic. I completed my enlistment attached to Naval Air Fighter Squadron BC-4. My service time was spent in the occupation of Europe and the Cold War theaters. In 1954, I was a production worker for Lucidol Division of Wallace and Tiernan in the industrial area of Tonawanda, New York. We manufactured and processed peroxides to be used in the foodstuffs industry, namely flour bleach. 1 gram would bleach 100 pounds of flour. In 1955, I was an operator for Lindy Air Division of Union Carbide, also in the industrial area of Tonawanda, New York. I operated a chlorine burner where hydrogen was combusted with chlorine to produce gaseous hydrochloric acid. This gaseous acid then flowed through a fluidized bed of silicon particles to produce the base material used in silicon waterproofing products. In 1956, I was a laboratory technician, laboratory supervisor, shutdown maintenance foreman, and temporary liquid alum plant operator at the Northern Chemicals Kidder Point facilities. We initially produced sulfuric acid used to make phosphate fertilizer for agriculture and liquid alum for the paper industry and water treatment. A new plant was constructed with an air plant to separate air and oxygen and nitrogen. These elements were used to make anhydrous ammonia from hydrogen gas that was produced on site. 2 very large Horton spheres were used to store the anhydrous ammonia. The integrity of the tanks was maintained by compressing and cooling the tank top vapors back to liquid anhydrous ammonia. This ammonia was also catalyzed into nitric acid, which was then reacted with ammonia to produce ammonium nitrate. The ammonium nitrate was stored in a large tank as a 95% or more liquid that was kept liquefied using steam heating coils. The ammonia and ammonium nitrate were mixed to produce a liquid nitrogen solution used in the agricultural chemical industries. In 1966, I was a physical science technician at the Aerospace Fuels Laboratory Branch, Air Force Fuels Laboratory at Searsport, Maine, locally known as the Air Force Tank Farm. We tested fuels and lubricants for the Air Force facilities in New England and in Vietnam. As most local people know, the Searsport facility stored and distributed aviation and auto gasoline, JP4, fuel and diesel fuel. These fuels were shipped by rail, highway, and pipeline to Brunswick Naval Air Station and both Bangor and Limestone Air Force bases. Annually, fuels, including Arctic diesel, were loaded onto tankers for delivery to the Dew-Line radar sites. 1975, I was licensed as a professional land surveyor and started my own land surveying business and mapping business in Searsport, Maine. I retired from active land surveying in 2006 and presently am a GIS consultant with the town of Searsport. In this position, I provide data and map information used in managing the town's infrastructure. There were hazards associated with each of the several occupations that form my work history. I have never been involved with an operation in which the owners showed a disregard for their investment or their employees. I learned to respect the ability of industry and commerce to perform their duties safely for the people involved in the processes. I do not have a problem with their profit motivation, which also provides revenues to the area in which they are located. Shareholders usually are average people investing for their future. Employees are usually full-time with reasonable take-home pay and benefits. My family and I have lived near and in industrial zones. We have never feared that there might be an apocalyptic event and see no reason to fear one now. The citizens and families of Searsport have the right and responsibility to plan their own economic future. We should be free to accomplish this without undue external influence from non-stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.